burnout or I hate my job.
Every day was just the day from hell.
What does success look like?
What is it that you hate?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
work-life balance.
Hashtag girl talking golf.
You act like you've just been traveling so much.
Everybody should be finding some balance.
Hey homies.
What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Welcome back.
Woo woo. Well, we are super excited to share a topic that actually we did a Facebook Live on about 18 months ago, which is work-life balance. And this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I feel like every time I say something about this, people look at me as if I'm crazy because they think, you don't have any children.
Yeah, and people seem to think that work-life balance is something for working mothers only, actually, not even working dads.
You don't need no balance. If you can work your ass off all the time, all day, if you don't have kids.
Right, and like, if you're a man.
Well, no, everybody needs, or if you're a man, everybody needs work-life balance. Men, people without children, women, everyone.
Yes, everybody should be finding some balance. And we talked a little bit about this in the burnout episode, which is episode 65. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that, go back. But it's like people are burned out, and a lot of times because they are not finding ways to balance their lives and to have full and complete lives that are multifaceted.
Absolutely. And you deserve time for you. So we want to talk a little bit about how you can go about getting that balance and as we like to say, and knowing it is okay to require that balance in your life.
So I feel like it's always the first tip for anything is before you can start working on a work-life balance, I think you need to define for yourself, what does a balanced life look like for you? When you close your eyes and you think, if I had a good balance between my personal and professional life, what does that look like? And I think you should actually write that out. Like I would, you know, be playing golf. I'm just using my own self. I play golf. I go to church. I spend time with friends. I spend time with family. I'm, you know, working on my actual, you know, physical fitness as well as working.
So for me, I see that as I got to cook something that week because I like to cook. I find cooking to be relaxing. I play golf. I did something social with friends, not running into my friends at networking events and galas for our jobs. Like we actually got to do something purely social with our friends. I got a project knocked out around the house or what have you. But to me, that's work-life balance. And it's interesting you say that because I bought some new shelving for my closet over the weekend. And a friend of mine was giving me a hard time about going and getting the shelving from the container store. And like, that's so much more expensive. And you could have had those shipped from Amazon and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you're right. It would have been cheaper with Amazon, except for I looked at my schedule and I won't have time. Well, I have a free day like this for like another 4 weeks on the weekend. And so it doesn't help me to get it shipped to Amazon on a Tuesday. And then I'm not going to be able to put those shelving in until mid-May. Because for me to sit here and tell myself I'm going to do that on a Tuesday night after work,
that's
never
true.
Going to happen.
So
for me, it's worth to spend the extra money to get to do it today.
And something else you just said that was interesting. So when you think about your balance, you think about it in turn week by week.
Yes, week by week.
And I don't. That's interesting. I think
which is why I think that you struggle with it.
Because I think of mine more like quarterly.
I know, which is why I think you can look up and you'll be like, I've been on the road and I'm just freaking exhausted. And I'll say things like, yes, you're not sleeping.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, I just feel like that's, I'm having a little bit of an Oprah, every Sunday
when I get home from church.
Because I'm like, wow, you just said by the week, and I'm thinking like, that's too small of a bite. I can't be balanced every week. I got to look at it as like 12 weeks at a time, homies. 12 weeks, was I balanced the majority of the 12 weeks?
Which is why when we were together a few weeks ago, Dimitri was like, you act like you've just been traveling so much.
You did!
And I was like, I have. And then I walked her through. I was out of town this weekend. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be out of town 6 out of 7 weekends. I don't want to do that.
Okay, so give us your first tip then, Miss Week by Week.
Schedule you some downtime.
You schedule downtown every week.
I do. And now most of my professional friends know not to ask me to do anything on Sunday. I'm not going
You're resting. It's your day of rest.
I'm resting. And let me say this. And every time I break my rule, I'm sorry for it. Like it's Sunday, and I've broken my rule, and now I feel rushed. I'm like, okay, I got to get out of here because I got to get to this game, and I'm in the suite of the owners, and I feel rushed. And I'm like, and I'm annoyed because I'm like, this is not my rule. I don't do this on Sundays. I do this on Saturday. Sunday is my day. So I don't want to feel like that. So Sunday is my schedule your downtown day.
And on Sunday, she rested. I love it. I love it.
Well, and let me say this. And people say, well, you go to 8 o'clock service. Yes, because church is a part of my downtown. It's part of my rest. It's my spiritual recharge. So I don't see that as work. But if somebody's like, let's go to boot camp at 9 a.m. No.
Nah, dog. That's going to be a no for me.
It's Sunday.
That's going
to
be a no.
I'm not doing that. Because I don't go to the gym because I like to. I go to the gym because I have to.
Hello, somebody. Yeah, I agree with you. The gym is not a place of restoration. And
that's other people's. That's their story. My church. That's their church. Right. That's not for me.
Yeah, that's not my story. That's not my song. That's not what the gym is. The gym is schedule obligation.
Tip one, schedule downtime.
Okay. Mine was find your center. Like your rhythm, like what is the thing? And I guess it's sort of going into what you just said. Identify what actually recharges you. For some people, that might be exercise. That's not me or you. And what, you know, what for me, that, you know, is I know that I like to be outside. Like, that's why I have my deck sort of, you know, set up so that I can sit outside on pretty days. There's something about, like you said, even just reading a book outside or eating outside that just, I'm always the person that wants to pick the table when we go to brunch to sit outside. I am naturally a person that feels recharged, regenerated from being, which is why I like golf. It's one of the main reasons why I like golf is I get to be outside. So find the thing that, you know, pours back into your rhythm, that gets you back into your rhythm.
And we have that whole outside thing in common. It's the twin thing. I mean, even when we were at the house, like, let's sit outside. You know, let's go sit outside.
And, you know, other people are like bugs. And I'm like, what about them?
What about them? Okay. We'll put in a citronella candle. We're going outside. My next tip is don't multitask, overlap. And this is something I'm working really hard on. It's kind of what you're talking about. Get your kids and your friends to do the things that you like, so then you're not multitasking, right? So one of the things that I'm working really hard on with my friends is I love being around my friends. I love being social. I'm trying to get away from eating and drinking to be social because we're all trying to eat. So I'm trying to say, let's go get our nails done together.
You said because we're all trying to what?
You know, lose weight, maintain a healthy lifestyle. And it's tough to do that if you're going to sit up and have 4 cocktails, you know, at happy hour. So I'm trying to get more of my friends to play golf. So then it's not multitasking. So then I get to do something.
Have you talked anybody into playing golf yet?
I have. Ursula is playing now. Deirdre is taking lessons. So then it's like I get to do, I don't see it as multitasking, it's overlapping. I'm getting a chance to be outside, play golf, and spend time with my friends and get downtime.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, you have a lot of friends that play golf. Isn't that a much better day when you?
Hashtag girl time and golf, girl talk and golf. I completely agree with that. And you know, I think that you know, for me, I use that. We said it's not a recharge, but that is another way I try to spend time with people. I don't like to exercise, so when I can combine exercise with someone that I like, it makes exercise not so grueling for me, not so so much of a, you know, chore, because I'm like, well, I'll get to see, you know, my homie, and I'll, you know, she's going to go with me to this class or whatever, whatever. So I definitely think that that is a good tip. Mine is, you know, we have this saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. I guess it's sort of the overall thing. So I'm like, I believe in like scheduling actual like trips and give yourself something to look forward to. It doesn't have to be a trip, but something that's sort of big. But this is, I guess, shows you that I take my time in more bigger chunks or increments, that you're like, okay, I know I'm going on a cruise with friends in May. I'm going to get to see my whole family for Easter, so that you have these things that mentally will help you. You know, you're putting in balance every quarter. Like, I figured something out that I'm going to do big.
Yeah, I've got the same thing, is schedule recurring social activities, whether it be book club or...
Oh, yeah. Quarter.
So I have some friends that we've been saying that we're going to get together for dinner for weeks. It isn't happening because we're not actually throwing dates around. Like, you got to, like,
schedule it. Oh, that's a good point.
And I think sometimes we feel like, well, I don't want to have to schedule and pencil in fun, but then you'll look up and it'll be 3 months and you haven't seen that person.
And so,
although it seems, you know, robotic and, you know, type A-ish, it, if you don't do it, then you're like, and then I'm not seeing the people I want to see, because they're equally busy.
Right. You know, another one of my tips is cut out unnecessary chores. You know, one of the ways is, you know, to have balance is you have to find time, because there's time is finite. So then you've got to figure out what are ways. So one of the big things that I've done over the last couple of years is I cut out grocery shopping and I order groceries in. And so that has put in more time to do things for me that I enjoy. So to the extent that you have the ability to do something like that, to, you know, get a housekeeper to clean up the house, or, you know, order groceries or order more things on Amazon, like, you know, that you're not going to be running to Target every Saturday and spend all of your whole Saturday running errands on things you could order on Amazon. It will give you, it will, you know, cut out the necessary chores, which will put more time back in your schedule for you.
I had that exact same tip. I had get help, use technology. And the only thing I would throw in there is Amazon subscribe and save.
Right.
Also, but basically anything that you can do to help with outsource those things, and it puts more time back into your schedule and allows for more family time, work, you know, individual time, fun time. We talk about this all the time, but this is really, really important for work-life balance. I'm horrible about this, which is why I'm going to this game today. No is a complete sentence, and no is even okay, because when you look at your calendar, it says me time. And so that means, no, I'm not going to whatever you're doing, vinos and snacks on the veranda or whatever, because I said today I'm going to have an obligation-free day. I'm going to have an obligation-free afternoon. Whatever it is that you schedule, because here's the gotcha. If you eat into that time, you can look up and it's going to be 6 weeks and you haven't done anything. You've not gotten any downtime.
Right. And then you're just completely stressed out.
Yep.
I think that's right. Yeah. You've got to be able to say no. And so I guess more so what you're saying is keep the obligations that you make to yourself. Like,
that's
you
right.
Keep the commitments that you make to other
you
people.
You are as important as everything else that you schedule. And that's hard, particularly for the homies, I think, sometimes. It was like, well, I don't want to let so-and-so down. I want to do this. Like, no, you're important too. Don't let yourself down.
So I have another tip, and it's probably going to be a little bit different. But I'm saying, like, take all the bitterness out of your life. I think that it's hard to have a balance when you spend a lot of your time talking about people, gossiping about people, like that takes up a tremendous amount of energy. I know people who spend so much time on the phone talking about other people's social media posts and what somebody else was doing, or they ran into somebody, and I'm like, girl, you could have so much more time back in your life if you were not so worried about every single person who you think has wronged you that you haven't forgiven and you need to talk about them, and just all the people that you dislike. I literally want to say, hey, unfollow them and get some time back into your life.
Yeah, I've heard so many, you know, life coaches, and I've got a really good friend that she swears by this, and I do think it's true. If somebody's social media is you know, she calls it stressing you out, frustrating you, but I call it getting on your nerves. Every post is on your nerves to the point where you feel like you need to comment to somebody else. You probably should just start unfollowing that person so you don't see it, and then that energy is not seeping into your spirit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, feel free to unfollow.
My next tip is to set boundaries, and I really got this from an example you gave, Demetra, about one of your coworkers and how she changed her boundary schedule once she had children. And then everyone at the firm understood not to bother her from like 6:30 in the evening to 8 p.m. I know that like at your firm, they know Demetra's at church on Sunday mornings. You know, nobody's calling you about work. Boundaries are not a bad thing. They're a good thing. And so I would definitely know whatever your boundaries are so that you're not responding to email at 3:30 in the morning.
And I think that is such a great point. And I think boundaries, especially for that's the work boundaries, I think boundaries are important for your personal life and with your family as well. You know, a lot of times the most stress that we feel are from people that we love because we care so much about what they think. But there, it's okay to set healthy boundaries with your sister and your brother and your mother and your father. You're a grown up. You are allowed to live this life in the way that you want. So there's nothing wrong with saying like, hey, we don't play trap music in our home. And so when you're here visiting us, my kids don't listen to that kind of stuff. Please don't play that around here. Like, that's a boundary. And people,
it's no different than telling somebody that you can't smoke and you're not, and we're not smokers. You can't smoke in my house.
Right, and that's okay. And or if someone comes in and they start, you know, criticizing, you know, your home, and you've invited them into your home. I did this the other day. I had invited a girlfriend over to cook. I had cooked, and she had been wanting to eat this particular thing that I was making, and I had invited her over to eat dinner, right? And so she was all excited. Oh, you're gonna invite. And then when she walked in, she was like, well, you know, Easter's been over for 2 weeks. You can go ahead and take your Easter decorations down, right? And I said, did you want me to make you a plate of food, or you want to start taking down the Easter decorations?
Hello?
And she started laughing, and then she said, I know, right, girl? I'm just coming in here. I'm supposed to be getting free food, and I'm in here criticizing your house. Because what I wasn't getting ready to explain is, like, I have not been home. I've been on the road. I haven't had time, because I don't need to explain all that. I'm like, look, and what I was also sort of saying is, I'm not taking your opinions on the decor in my home. It's a boundary.
It's a boundary. She understood it. You trying to get on this free food or not?
Right. If not, you know, I can give you the basket where I can give you the box where all the Easter stuff goes, and I'll eat my dinner. You can go ahead and start taking these Easter decorations, because they seem to be really bothering you.
Right. Right. And then my last thing about work-life balance is, you know, this is something that we did in our home growing up, and it sounds silly, but it really is helpful, is to have a meal at least once a week with the people you love. You know, we ate every day pretty much as a family, but Sunday dinners were sacred. And I think, you know, whether it is, you know, your friends or your husband or your partner or whoever, and I'm really grateful for that, because I can't tell you how many people I've dated over the years that they're trying to, like, talk on the phone while we're eating. They're answering the phone, texting. I really find the texting thing to be highly disrespectful while we're trying to share a meal. It's like, again, are you a news correspondent? Why is your phone out?
Like, are you a doctor on call? What's happening? So I have a friend, Stephen Hunter. What's up, homie, if you're listening? And he and his friends have a rule that everyone puts their phone in a basket in the middle of the table. Even when they eat out, everybody puts their phone in the middle of the table, like where the condiments are. And whoever reaches for their phone
pays the bill. I love that.
And if they're at home, you do the dishes. Right. Whoever reaches for the phone first. And it's sort of just a reminder of, like, you know, let's be in the moment. Let's actually, you know, be here. But I agree with you. Part of, like, pouring back into yourself is fellowshipping with people that you love. Right. And you can't do that if you're on your phone. No. You know, we talked about this a little bit. I can't remember which episode recently. Oh, burnout episode. I was saying that I put a new app on my phone called In the Moment or For the Moment that sort of tells me how much I'm on my phone. Because like you said, all those moments on the phone are keeping you from being present with people that you are with.
Absolutely. So, you know, we talked a lot about work-life balance and how it's for everyone. We hope that you found these tips helpful. If you have any things that you do in particular that you're like, oh yeah, well, this is something I do that works well, please drop us a line or send us a note on our social media mechanisms. You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach us on Twitter. You can reach us on Instagram. And that's always at Corporate Homie, HOMIE.
Yes, and if you have a topic that you want covered, shoot us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. If you want us to come in and talk at your organization, that email address is info@corporatehomie.com. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.